Hello, this is Carol, and I'm reading today from John chapter 4, starting at verse 1 and going through to verse 26. And I'm using the NIV. Now, Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining more and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you've said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshippers must worship in the Spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." Obviously, it's such a well-known story and so full of incredible amounts of meaning. I love how Jesus goes out of his way to engage with this lady, and he knows that she's had a really checkered past, and yet he reaches out to her in love and in kindness, and he offers her eternal life. This living water is eternal life, and we know that she is deeply touched by everything that he tells her. And I'm also struck by Jesus's words when he talks about the kind of worshippers the Father seeks, who will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So I'm going to pray for us now that that will be our experience today and every day. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for coming and living in this world of ours and dying for our sins. Thank you that you rose again. You are ascended to the right hand of the Father, and you have poured out your Holy Spirit on us. And we're just so grateful for everything that you've done in our lives. And we pray that you would help us today and every day to be worshippers who worship you in spirit and in truth. May we experience the reality of your Holy Spirit day by day, working in us, leading us, guiding us, speaking to us, praying for us in when we don't have the words to pray ourselves. And may we also worship in truth. May we base our lives, our worship, our service, and everything that we are on your word and what you've said to us in your word and what you've revealed. We thank you so much for the Bible. We thank you that we can learn every single day more and more about you. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. Amen. Have a great day. God bless.